Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, a man who is committing acts of kindness during COVID, Dr. Regan Anderson of the Colorado Dermatology Institute. Welcome to the program, Dr. Anderson.
It's my privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, because I did not know this about you until I heard from one of your very, very grateful staff that you have Marines in your background.
Well, sort of, kind of. I was the Navy doctor to a Marine battalion called 1st Reconnaissance Battalion. And because of that, I did 2 combat tours to Fallujah, Iraq, as their battalion surgeon.
And this is where the story starts to weave together, because what I am told is that you have parlayed that experience into being able to handle crises very, very well. And you have a good-sized staff, and they are all feeling very comfortable, very updated, and led by somebody who is very steady. And that is very important in a time like this.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we always said in recon was you have to be cool, calm, and collected no matter what you're presented with, because the minute you lose your head is the minute that things go south. And I think that especially during something that we're going through like the COVID crisis, which is new and it has ability to be deadly, I think that having a cool, calm, and collected mind is very important, not spending all of your time reading about all the horrible statistics, because, you know, if we were to do that right now, we'd realize that 22,000 deaths have occurred this flu season from the flu season in America alone. And so while I think we need to respect the COVID virus, I think we need to do social distancing. I shut down my clinic for 2 weeks to try to help flatten the curve. I think we need to do reasonable and prudent things. But I think we also have to keep in mind that there are a lot of other things out there that need our attention as well.
And here's where the act of kindness comes in. It really is twofold, has a multiplying effect. You're starting internally. You're making sure your employees are comfortable and that they are assured that there is a plan if you shut the clinic down or if it is shut down. And are you currently operating?
We are not operating right now. We've shut the clinic completely down. We're trying to do as much telemedicine as possible, meaning over the internet. But my specialty is a dermatologist. Most of what we do are procedure-based, biopsying suspicious lesions, cancerous lesions, that sort of thing. And so the amount of work that we can do via telemedicine is limited. But again, it's about communicating to your patients. It's about respecting them. It's about trying to keep them as safe as possible. At some point, I think all medical providers in the state, in the country, we have to get back to doing what we normally do, because what we normally do saves lives. But for right now, I do think it's our responsibility to help flatten the curve.
And thus the acts of kindness that parlay into the community, because what you've done is you've established a list of your employees who can then go fan out into the community at a time like this and volunteer to help other people in other medical establishments, hospitals, and in other places to get through this crisis. And in that way, you're all staying connected, but you're all making a very valuable, important, and very kind contribution to the community, something you're doing that's very compassionate. Dr. Anderson, we want to applaud you for that. We thank you, and we appreciate the couple of minutes of time you've given us here today on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.